but we have to hold our own through Yom Kippur and be able to take it through Yom Kippur and then carry on. So we have, of course, a tefillah of Ne'ilah at the end of Yom Kippur. That's the climax. And then we have the climax of Ne'ilah. And the interesting minhagim, the Gemara doesn't talk about these minhagim of certain sukkim that we say, certain affirmations that we say. The Gemara talks about tefillah Ne'ilah, the Gemara in Yuma. But Rishonim, the Onim already mentioned these various minhagim of saying Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Hashem Hu Elokim, however many times. Kiyas Shofar. So we'll talk a bit about that and some of the interesting Ramazim and Makoros that relate to that. Let me start with the Shulchan Aruch and then maybe we'll work a little bit backwards and see how some of the Rishonim mentioned this. So in Simen Taf Reish Chaf Gimel, Seder Tfilas Ne'ilah, the Mechaber writes in Sif Vav, the last Sif. B'sof ha-slichos, meaning after you finish Ne'ilah, Omrim, Zayin pa'amim, Hashem hu ha-elokim. That's the Machab. The Ramah, U'pamachas Shema Yisrael, V'gimu pa'amim baruch shem k'mochus el'om v'ed. He brings that from the Hagim. The Machab continues, V'tokim tashrat. That's the Machab. So the Machab mentions Hashem elokim seven times, and key of tashrat. Ramah adds Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem three times. Ramah continues and adds Hagav v'yesh omim she'en et koa rak kia achas. He brings that from the Mordechai and others. So the Mechaber says Tashrat, kia shvav tshuat kia, and the Ramah says just one tkia. V'chein no hagin v'medinos elu, that it's just tkia. When do you do it? Continues Ramah, v'token la'acha she'omar kaddish la'acha ne'ilah. So he says to do it after the Kaddish, at the end of the Kaddish. We know many of us have the minhag to do it in the middle of the Kaddish, but the skado is after the Kaddish. Uksas mekomos nagu would call kodem Kaddish. Again, and this other possibility is within the Kaddish. Adkan, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. The reasons, very unclear. You don't get a real sense of why Hashem Elokim seven times, why Shema Baruch Shem, what's this union of Tekiah, Tashrat, or Tekiah itself, and when to do it. Okay, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, the Tur, go backwards a little bit. The Tur, it's interesting, the Tur brings all of this, not in Tafesh Chav Gimel, which I read Tafesh Chav Gimel, which is Tefilas Ne'ilah. Tafesh Chav Dalet is Seder Motsa Yom HaKippurim, Mishpalim Tefilas Arvis, Chavdol B'chon Nadas, talks about Havdalah on the Ner Shabbos and all of that. In the tour, you find this in Tafresh Chav Dalet, and you see why in a second. Mispalim Arvis, this is the tour in Tafresh Chav Dalet, which is the last simon of Yom Kippur, right before you get to Hilchos Sukkah. Tafresh Chav Hei is Tafresh Chav Dalet in the tour. Mispalim Arvis, She'en Tfilas Neil Potential Arvis, Om Havdal B'chon Hadas, U'tzvich Mechos Mechol Al Kodesh, fine. B'tokim Tashrat. So the Torah says, Kia, Shvar B'Truah Tekiah. Notice he's saying this after saying Mispal Marvis. The Tokim Tashrat, and he gives you the reason. Zecher L'Tekiah's Hayovel, Shahis of Yom HaKippurim. So he has already a reason. The reason is that they used to blow in Yovel. Now, that's not every Yom Kippur, but on Yom Kippur of Yovel, they used to Tavu Shof B'Chal Arzachem, so Zecher to that. The Yesh Noagim Litkoa Miyad Achat Tfilas Ne'ilah Kodem Arvis. It is a minog to blow not after Ma'ariv, apparently, but before Ma'ariv, after Ne'ilah. But then, Af B'Shadayin Lo Hibdilu, you haven't said that Tachanatanu yet. In Choshishin, Kimshit Kiyas Shofar in a Malacha. So it's not a problem to do it, even though you didn't say Havdalah. The Nachon Yosef says the Torah, Laham Tinat Acha Arvis. Preferable is to wait after Ma'ariv. You said atochanatano, so then you could already be tokeya. This is in the Torah. So the Beis Yosef already starts bringing other makoros. So let's start going through it. Maybe let's go back. The Torah doesn't bring Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem. Right? We just mentioned the tekiah. But let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about the tekiah. So what's the basis for that? It's interesting. It's not simple in halacha to say Baruch Shem several times. We say Shema one time. We say Baruch Shem three times. Hashem Elokim seven times. We have a Mishnah in Brachos in the fifth parak, right? Ha'om Shema Shema. What does it say in the Mishnah? Amodim Modim. It says Meshatkin also. The Gemara talks about Shema Shema also. Tosfos points out on Daf Lamed Aleph. Osem b'nei Adam, she'omim beis or gimel pa'am Shema Yisrael b'yom HaKippurim. So apparently, people said Shema several times. We have Shema once, right? Some say Shema several times b'yom HaKippurim, and if that means Motzei Yom Kippur, at the end of it, b'yom HaKippurim, could be means at the end of Nila. Mishatkin osam. That's according to Pirush Rashi, according to the Rach, Meguna Miyahavi. It's inappropriate. O Shema in Lachus, Rak is a Kori Kriyashma Beonasa, Umekabel of O Malchus Shemaim. Then it's a Shteva Shuyas. If you're doing it with Man Kriyashma, then it's a problem, maybe not a problem other times. Umekom Makom Tov Lomar, Tov Shalom Lomar. So better not to say Shema more than once, even if it's not in the context of Kabbalah to Malchus Shemaim. That's one part of Tosis. Ach, Masha Omrim Hashem Hu Kim Zain Pa'am B'Yom HaKippurim. We say seven times Hashem Elokim. The Yom HaRava. What's Yom HaRava? Who knows? What's Yom HaRava? Hoshana Rava. It's called Yom HaRava. So apparently they said also Hashem Elokim. Do we say on Hoshana Rava? Maybe Nusach Sfar does. Do we say Ashkenaz? Sfardin? Hashem Elokim? No? Anyway, Tos says they said also on Hoshana Rava Hashem Elokim seven times. Keneged Zayin Rekiyin. Gemara in Chagiga Yudbeis that there are seven heavens. Mishabchem leborei shehudar lemala mizayin minna kashahu. That's a good minuk. The gamatzino bikra shtei pa'amim Hashem Elokim. Where do we find Hashem Elokim twice? Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. That's in Malachim, in the story of Eliyahu and Navi in Har Carmel. Those who say Baruch Shem Elokim ba'amim. We have it there before Shmona Esri of Ma'ariv. So it says twice, so we say seven times. So Tosus doesn't say anything about Baruch Shem. He only mentions Shema and the question of whether you could say more than once, which we only say once anyway. Shem Elokim seven times, we find it right twice in Chumash. Reasons Tosus doesn't spell out. There's a sefer on Tefillah by Rav Yehuda Rav Yochar. He was a rabbi of the Ramban. And he offers a couple of interesting reasons for Shema and Baruch Shem and Hashem Elokim. He says the following. At the end of Ne'ilah, Kach Omer Besof Bekol Ram Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Lefi Shehaya Shas Chasima Sadin. Shas Chasima Ne'ilah. Mekablim Anu Bekol Gadol Malchus Biyachad. We accept loudly Hashem's Malchus Shema Yisrael. Kimo Sheasu Shneim Asa Shvatim Biyachad. The Gemara Pesachim Nun Vav that we know around Yaakov Avinu's bed. They all said we're not thinking of anyone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one has any other thought. Shema Yisrael, Yisrael means Yisrael Saba. Yaakov Avinu, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedei Sheyachtemu L'Zchus, Yechasmu, they should be signed, sealed for Zchus. U'b'chol Din, Yesh L'Haskim Malchus. When you have Din, there's always Melech. Al Shem Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Oretz. That's Shema Yisrael. V'achatach Omim Baruch Shem K'malchus Olam Bo'ed. Because what happened then with Yaakov Avinu? When they said Shema Yisrael, what did Yaakov respond? Baruch Shem. Right, Kemosha on a Yaakov Acharei, and that same Gemara. The Achakach Omrim says of Yudabav Yakar, Shnei Pa'amim, like in the Pasuk in Malachim, Shnei Pa'am Hashem Hu Okim, twice. Ukach Amru Eyo, Shnei Pa'amim. So according to him, it was two times. The Yesh Omrim also, Shlosha Pa'am Vinila, three times. Bishop Osa Shah, Anomaskirin also, Enomaskirin in Tefillah Ba'aniya. Eliyahu HaNavi said it twice because he wanted to say, emphasize twice for the Tefillah effect. But we're doing Kimo Kabel Malchus al Chasim Asadin, Kach Yesh as Kiro Gimel Pa'amin, Kineged Sholosh Kedushos. But Shema Yisrael, Ubaruch Shein, he says, Ein L'omro Kim Pamachas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochar, Shema is once, Baruch Shein is once, and Hashem Elokim can be either two or three times. That was his minhag. And what do we have? What are we familiar with? Shema Yisrael once, and Baruch Shem three times, Hashem Elokim seven times, and Tosfos already mentioned Sheva Rakim. Let's go to the Levush. The Levush is, I'll say to the Shulchan Aruch. So he has also a number of things to say here. Here it is. So in Taf Reish Chaf Gimel, the end. V'noagim lo mashma Yisrael pam echad, hashliach tzibur, v'onim hakol acharav hakol pam echad. V'achad kach omer gimel pam baruch shem kvod melchus olam ve'ed, three times. Al shem, Hashem melech, Hashem molech, Hashem yimloch, ha Yehovah v'yeh. So now we have already something about the three times baruch shem, ha Yehovah v'yeh, melech, molech, and yimloch. V'omrim Hashem hu ha'elokim shiva pa'amim, the Lavos Hashchina, Shetale, the Shchina is ascending, the Tesalek Achshav Lalos Gemala Mibizayin Rekiyim, Kevin Shekvar Gomru Yisrael Tfilasa, Kibishas HaTfila, Haisa Hashchina Shruya Beinenu, the Achshav Talu Lemkoma. Truth is, it's not just the Tfila, it's Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is palpable, it's Ki'ilu came down from the Shiva Rekiyim down to be with us in the Aretz, and now Ki'ilu will be Malavah the Shechina back to the seventh heaven, which is called Aravos. That's the seventh heaven, Aravos. And that's why Hashem Elokim seven times. Okay, that's what he says as far as Shema Yisrael and the Baruch Shem and Hashem Elokim. What about the Tkiya? And we had the reason of the tour of the Zecher Liyovel, and we have the question of Tashrat versus just the regular Tkiya. So there's a Tosis on this in Shabbos. Tosfos says that the reason for the fact that we blow is because it's to alert everybody from Motzei Yom Kippur that we're going to eat, we should have a little Suda prepared. Tosfos is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Daled Amid Beis. So Tosfos says, to the bottom of the Amud, the last Tosfos on the Amud. Masha Tokin the Motzei Yom HaKippurim. Doesn't say what we blow. Eino Elo Lohudia Shehu Laila. Everyone should know it's nighttime. The Achilu Espineyem Shis Anu. The kids, already before Bar Mitzvah, year or so, they're mashin. And so, they should give them their food. So people should know that. The Gam Lohachin Sudas Motzei Yom HaKippurim Shehi Ke'en Yantif. Sudas Motzei Yom Kippur is Ke'en Yantif. He brings a piyut, Kmo Sheyisid HaPaitan, Acha Gmar Mitzvoy, Echol Beditzvoy Veritzvoy. I don't know whose piyut it is, but it's a rhyme, right? Mitzvoy is in Yom Kippur. Echol Beditzvoy Veritzvoy. V'lo Kimachzorim, Shekasu Behen, Shatkiya Zecher Yovel. Tosfos rejects that reason. Ki Lama Tokin B'chol Shana V'Shana, V'chi Haya Yovel B'chol Shana V'Shana. So it doesn't make sense, the reason of Yovel. So the reason is to tell people to eat, and it's a big inyan to eat Matzah Yom Kippur. This is Tosfos at the end of Perek Eluk Sharim, the end of the 15th Perek of Shabbos. The Smag, one of the Baal Tosfos, the Smag wrote Sefer Mitzvahs, elaborates a little bit more on this inyan of Matzah Yom Kippur. The Smag writes, and the Beis Yosef quotes this on the tour that we mentioned. The Beis Yosef quotes the Smag that I'm about to read to you. Nagu ha'am l'tkoa t'kiyash v'am t'ur t'kiyah Motzei Yom HaKippurim ve'en ze zecher l'yovel shem kein ha'yu osin lo yis m'chol shana v'shana el b'zman ha'yovel el yesh lomar mishum chenizkan mishum damin b'medrash koheles v'motzei Yom HaKippurim basko yotzeis v'omeres leich echol b'simcha l'achnecha. The pasuk in Koheles, go out, enjoy your food, v'chen yisad ha'payit, that Tosfos quotes, achar g'mar mitzui echol ditzui v'ratzui. This is a yantif we don't know about. Now people know, we don't know about this yantif. Asubot hakana lefarsimo. They wanted people to know about this yantif. Ukach token kiyas from towards kia, kidama tokem riyabit kia, and so on. And then he goes on to say Hashem Elokim. He mentions the kibalti that we say Zayin Pam Hashem Elokim to Ashkina Olu Lamal Mishibir Kiyim, and then Achakach Omer Shema Yisrael Pamachas Umiyat token. Okay, this is the smag. Rav Shechter has a piece, after just a Maromokah view, and Sefer Tkinas Egos, where he goes through Siman Yud Beis, the Tkiyos to Matzah Yom Kippurim. Based on these different reasons, it could be Nafka Mina whether you should blow before Ma'ariv or after Ma'ariv. We saw in the tour a question on that. So if it's Shaykh to Yom Kippur, so then it should be earlier. If it's for the Inyan of the Suda after Yom Kippur, then it should be better afterwards, after Ma'ariv, because now, you know, now it's the very end of Yom Kippur. Now you can eat. Ben Hashmash, if you can't eat yet. Coming back to the Levush, and then one more Maromokim if we have time. The Levush back here that we started reading in Tafesh Chav Gimel goes to the Tkiyah. The token, Tkiyah Achas, Shehi Simen L'Siluk Shechina. What's the union of the Tkiyah? It's a sign of Siluk Shechina. Another idea. Shemistalekes, since the Shemul Kim is to be Melavid the Shechina up, so the Olai L'Rakiyah, Kimo Shoyiv Matan Torah, Bimsho Chayov El Hema Yal Vahar. So the Pasuk says that when it was a long Tkiyah, the Shechina departed and they could go up on Har Sinai. Whenever that was, it's a whole question when that was. But there was a long Tkiyah. According to this, it wouldn't be Tashrat, it would be one Tkiyah. B'mshoch ha-yovel, heima yalav ahar, uksiv ol elkim b'sirua. That's one idea. The gam, ha-tkiyah simen simcha v'nitzuach. Another. Now we have a fourth idea. We had yovel, we have alerting people to Matzah Yom Kippur, to eat and to celebrate. We have this inyan of the Shechina going up. We have simen simcha v'nitzuach. Lomar natzachnu es hasata. Tkiyah is to say we won, we were victorious. The gam hu misarvei b'tkiyah zu, he gets confused, confounded. Sheyisko yom yisasa vol yuchel katreg. Arvino so ata, we do this irbav hasata ki ata uchozu lishko dolein. He's not going to rule over us again because on Yom Kippur he had no power, and now we want to confuse him. He's going to go back to his bad ways and doing his thing, and therefore we're going to confuse him. The oat. Now another reason, the fifth reason. Lo'od kitkias shofar hu simen cherus. What is shofar? The avodim got free. Ki bayom ezeh nasu aneshamos cherus me'averos hagufos. Gam hagufos mishtachru mishtibot onshan. It's a freedom. One last interesting Maromokim. The Me'iri wrote a sefer called Chibur HaTshuva. And this Me'iri is so beautiful. I wish I had more time to read every single word. But the gist of the Me'iri is as follows. The Me'iri's explanation of this minig of the Tkiyah. It says, the minig of bringing the blowing the shofar, so all different ideas he starts bringing, yovel avasatan, but what does avasatan really mean? Says the Me'iri. V'zeh rios lanu ha'ara, shelo nitnu lanu yamim tovim elu shebi'arnu in yonam, l'nakos nafshenu be'em al das, shebe'ovram tava yirasenu, u'besuram tasa tshuvasenu. We're not given a Yom Kippur so that as soon as Yom Kippur ends, all the inspiration wears off. We're going full circle. Back to Rosh Hashanah, back to Elul. And therefore, it's a way of saying, keep it going. It's a way of saying, whatever we've gotten, it shouldn't leave, it shouldn't dissipate now that Yom Kippur is over, but it should continue on. And that's dafka, the remnants of Yibrib HaSatan, HaSatan out there in Shemayim. It's about ourselves, that we've conquered the Yitzhahara, maybe the Nitzachon that we mentioned, but we have to keep it going and keep the momentum going already past Yom Kippur as well. And he goes on and on with this, more barichas, maimer beis, perek yud beis, in Chibur HaTshuva Me'iri. Okay.
Got it. Okay, take care.